From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won praise for President Donald Trump from a leading Democrat, not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move and a major accomplishment. For its part, North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war and something tantamount to a complete economic blockade. The U.N. Security Council unanimously agreed Friday on a U.S. resolution to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs. Nikki Haley is U.S. Ambassador to the U.N.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
Sunday's statement from North Korea said that the countries that support the sanctions would pay a heavy price. Peru's president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, announced on Sunday night that Alberto Fujimori, the former president who was serving a 25-year prison sentence for corruption and rights abuses, has been pardoned on humanitarian grounds. Now 79, Fujimori filed a request for a pardon more than a year ago, citing his deteriorating health. In his Christmas Eve remarks on Sunday, Pope Francis likened the journey of Mary and Joseph to the migrants of today, forced to leave their homelands for a better life. The Pope noted that Mary and Joseph arrived in a room where there was no room for them. From Washington,